Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Spring Harvest Tour with Mick Care and Farm Talk continued Thursday in Langdon, North Dakota. Coverage of our spring planting tour is brought to you by Thunder Seed.
And we're here at KNDK in Langdon, but we sauntered down the road on a showery Thursday to Milton, North Dakota, where CHS has Steve Sunderland as the
agronomy operations manager.
All right, and let's talk agronomy a little bit here. Fertilizer and planting. How much planting progress around the Milton area, Steve?
Well, directly right around Milton, it's hardly any. Probably less than 2-3%. But in our trade territory, I would say we're pushing 10%. Mm-hmm. It's slow. They're finding that there's not a lot of dry fields. We're getting where we can. I've talked to a lot of growers over the last few days, and they're struggling trying to find dry ground. They've all driven across them with pickups, four-wheelers, looking for anywhere they can go. They're anxious to get in the field.
Yeah. There are some folks raising a little dust, doing a little tillage, yet just an inch or two below, there's an opportunity to drive those big rigs stuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the topsoil is graying off, but it's pretty wet underneath. We've had a couple machines stuck. The guys are finding when they hit the draws, for sure, it's wet. The water's running through them. We had a lot of rain the last couple weeks, and it's showing up more and more all the time.
Yeah. Does this spring remind you of any others in the past, or is this totally unique here?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time, so it's kind of hard to remember. I mean, there's been years past where it's been similar. Of course, last year was really odd because last year was so dry and so cool in April, and we were able to get in early. This year's somewhat normal, I guess, if you can call it. We get in middle of May, end of May, especially up here in the Milton area. That's a good time. We've got good soil, and we know that the temperatures are eventually going to warm up. And once we get with the moisture and the heat, we'll end up with a decent crop coming out of the ground, a good stand to start.
Yeah. Amazing how the soil temperatures warmed before the air temperature was up there and before the soil dried out. Usually we got dry soil, cool soils, but this year those soil temps just bounced up nicely before we could get in the field.
Yeah, I watch Endon or look at Endon every now and then, and it's nice to see that the soil temps have come up, and with the moisture we have and the seed gets in the ground, it won't be in the ground very long, and we'll be able to row wheat and all sorts of crops that come up right or real early.
Yeah. Well, what are the all sorts of crops? I mean, a lot of canola, a lot of wheat, spring wheat, small grains. Any more soybeans up here this year, do you think?
Well, it all depends on the planting dates, when they can get in the field. We'll see some soybeans go in if we can get in early enough. Mainly canola, wheat, corn for a few years, but I think they've changed their directions on that, a few people.
Meaning they got in and then got out, huh?
That could be exactly right, yeah. Soybeans, wheat, canola. Yeah, that's basically our main three up here.
Yeah. It's hard to make a bad decision though on those three, because canola prices have just have you ever seen anything like this?
Not in all the years I've been in this business. I've never seen prices like this going into spring. Yeah. I hope that everybody's taking care of some contracting to cover some expenses, because fertilizer prices are also, I've never seen prices like this before either.
This is Inside Agriculture.